Well, the Prime Minister has declined to match Labor's childcare pledges to boost subsidies and increase the wages of early education workers. And he's warned that caution is needed when introducing new subsidies. But Labor leader Bill Shorten has been out selling the plans, describing the sector as strategically important, saying its female-dominated workforce is long overdue for a pay rise. It's not the only industry facing those challenges, though. Here's political reporter Alexandra Beach.
Boys and girls,
at a childcare centre in Perth, Bill Shorten greeted the voters of the future.
This book's called The Very... That's it.
He was there to promote Labor's plans to pour an extra $4 billion into childcare subsidies if it wins government. It also wants to put another $2 billion towards boosting the wages of childcare workers by 20%. Mr Shorten says almost all of those workers are women and the system has failed them.
The fact of the matter is childcare has a lot of government funding. So when the government funding's tight, there is simply no money for the wage rise. So if you like, childcare workers are caught in a catch-22 by the economics of childcare. If we don't put more money into the industry, then you can never get a wage rise. And if you never get a wage rise, we keep churning the good workers.
The industry's welcomed the announcement and says attempts to boost wages by improving training and professional standards haven't worked. Samantha Page is the Chief Executive of Early Childhood Australia.
We have qualified early childhood educators working at less than half the median wage. We've got a workforce shortage that's reaching crisis levels, and there is no point continuing to train more people in early childhood education if we can't retain them in the sector because the wages and conditions are below par.
But Scott Morrison says Labor's approach is reckless.
You've got to be careful because if you get your subsidies wrong, you know what they'll do? They just put up the prices. Now, Bill Shorten goes around and he says, I'm going to police that. Really, Bill? What about construction workers who are getting paid the same, men and women? What about people working in the retail industry? What about people who are hairdressers? Is he going to subsidise their wages too? I mean, is this how Bill Shorten's going to run the economy? Is he going to set everybody's wages? And if he doesn't like what they're getting paid, he's going to tax people more to send the money to them?
Ray Cooper is a professor of gender, work and employment relations at the University of Sydney and welcomes Labor's policy. She says you can't get a job as a childcare educator in Australia without some sort of qualification, but many of the workers are still on $21 an hour.
We have professionalised the sector. The problem is that these women who are investing in that education are not then seeing a jump up in their wages as a result. Their wages are very, very flat.
But there are many other industries with the same problem.
If we're going to seriously have a look at the gender pay gap, we need to have a look at making sure that we have professional wages in some of these very highly feminised sectors. The other area that really stands out is in aged care, and it's many of the caring professions. They are highly feminised, where you have upwards of 90% employees are women working in those sectors, and they also have very, very low and depressed wages. So I think there's a lot of investment that needs to happen from government across many sectors, but you have to start somewhere, and I think childcare is a really good place to start.
Brett Holmes is the New South Wales branch secretary of the Nursing and Midwifery Union and says workers in the aged care sector are in particular need of some help.
Almost 70% of the people employed in aged care are on that $20 to $23 an hour wage rates, which are appallingly low. So far, the messages that we've gotten from political parties is that they want to see the outcome, the final outcome from the Royal Commission. We understand that's anything up to 2 years away, but we've got a crisis in aged care now.
But Bill Shorten says there's a reason childcare is the first priority.
Well, we have picked childcare workers to go first. I think this is a strategically important industry. And we talk a lot about the national interest, but what could be more in the national interest than quality care and education of our 0 to 5-year-olds?
Bill Shorten, Alexandra Beach, our reporter.